Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. The Vermont telephone company VTEL is looking at some fast-approaching deadlines to complete a statewide wireless broadband network. In 2010, the company received a significant amount of federal money for the project to build the state network, including $116 million from a rural utility service grant. But nearly 5 years later, the company reported a mere 265 wireless users statewide. And some Vermonters have complained about spotty coverage that doesn't reach their homes. Now, John Lipman has been writing about VTEL's broadband efforts in a special series of reports for the Valley News. And he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. John, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
So first off, a big picture question. The project is nearly complete, but there seems to be more than a few missing pieces. What's the status of the statewide wireless broadband network, starting with what the original proposal said it would entail compared with what the reality is now?
The original proposal envisioned blanketing the state with 119 so-called wireless towers, towers where there would be transmitters that would broadcast the internet access, similar to the way you use a smartphone technology. Initially, they said that they would be able to connect with this technology virtually every household, or as they call it, residential and business address in the state. At the time, it was estimated to come out to about 114,000 people, or I believe about 35,000 addresses. As of this time, and by this time I mean the end of December 2014, the last time they filed, they reported 265 subscribers for the wireless broadband internet service.
Well, obviously that is a big gap there in what they promised to do. Now, how much time do they have to get the rest of those folks online the way they said they would? What are the deadlines they're looking at here?
Right. Under the stimulus funding agreement, they basically have to account for all their spending and have it dispersed by the end of September this fall, September 2015. After that, the funding is cut off by the RUS and it goes back to the Treasury. This is true of all the stimulus funding projects at RUS.
So let me get this straight, John. I want to make sure I understand this correctly. The funding would be cut off by that point, but would
right.
they be on the hook for anything that's already been spent if the project is deemed a failure?
You know, that is, you know, something that they would have to negotiate with the RUS. They will largely have the project built out if, you know, 99.5% by the deadline. Really, all they have outstanding are five tower locations, of which three are being contested by the towns because there's a lot of pushback on local towers in the local communities. So the system, the infrastructure, will largely be up. How many subscribers they have, there's no mandate from the RUS that you must have a certain number of subscribers.
And the RUS is Rural Utility Service.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So, wow, that's interesting because VTEL then could say, well, look, we've got the infrastructure part of it already up, but that may not translate into people getting the kind of coverage they want.
That's exactly right. And that's what I would expect them to say, that, you know, we've been building this thing out for 5 years. The 265 users are, they would say, beta testers, although that would come as news, I think, to a lot of users who are paying for the service and have said that they were beta testers but are now describe themselves as customers. And they would say, we wanted to get all the bugs out of the system before we market and promote it. But in fact, they have been rolling it out commercially since at least the middle of 2014 when they held a big event in Hardwick to announce the official launch of the project.
Are there some areas where it is working better than others?
Sure. I mean, if you are in some place like Hardwick or you are in an area where there is less obstruction from the topography, whether it's foliage or relatively flat, you will be able to get, you know, a relatively unimpeded signal. VTEL, in its application and in the early stages, hailed this as a technology that would basically cover everybody, is now pulling back on those statements and saying, well, you know, it doesn't quite work as they expected, although they is really VTEL, and, you know, is now sort of acknowledging that it doesn't quite always penetrate foliage or ice on trees or hard-to-reach houses that may be in a hollow or low ground.
For those customers who are getting at least consistent and reliable service now, are they saying anything about the speed and quality of the network?
It ranges. Some of the customers, users, are, you know, extremely happy with it. They do talk about at points where it will slow down or drop out, but they express satisfaction. They also note that it is infinitely better than dial-up service. Is it as good as getting your high-speed internet service through cable or directly fiber to the home? No, probably not in many cases, but it is, they say, sufficient, and some express a high degree of satisfaction with it.
And John, what's your sense of the deadline as far as whether Vitel will be able to say, yes, we have completed our mission, even if there's some quibbling about, you know, what that entails in the end?
I think if they say they have 135 tower sites at this point. If they are out 2 or 3, 4 tower locations, I don't think the RUS will say, you know, come down hard on them. The RUS has a lot of projects out there. Vitel's not the only one that is scrambling to reach the deadline. My estimate is that the RUS would cut them for some slack unless they found some sort of egregious diverging from the plan.
And you can find much more detail on this story in John Lipman's series in the Valley News. John Lipman is a reporter for the Valley News. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.